Hello, Crypto Nation. This is your man, Red Planet 32, reaching out to you here before the segment starts, before the podcast actually starts. Hey, make sure you check us out every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Twitch and Periscope TV at your Crypto Daily YouTube channels, along with Johnny Boy Crypto's YouTube channel. And make sure you check us out for new streams with TNA, information on XRP and Bitcoin. Hey, we love donations. Make sure you feel free to reach out to us with donations. Our Bitcoin address is right there. Keeps us going. Of course, tell all your friends and family about us. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, RedPlanet321, and Johnny Boy Crypto at Johnny Boy Crypto, and Instagram, yourcryptodaily.com. Hey, enjoy the show. See you guys on the other side.
It's that time again, your Crypto Daily time. So grab a seat, get some coffee, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. And now here's your hosts, Red Planet 32 and Johnny Boy Crypto.
Hello, 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 Crypto World. This is your neighborhood crypto lover, Red Planet 32. I almost said I was Johnny Boy Crypto again. How about that? Can you dig it? Hey, listen, I hope that you guys had a wonderful weekend, or wonderful week, I should say. This is the Your Crypto Daily Hour. Our setup is a little different tonight, so you guys bear with us. It's a work in progress right now. We're trying to get it perfected to give you mental stimulation as well as visual stimulation and, of course, simplicity, right? So I hope everybody's having a good night tonight. It's Friday night. I guess it makes it all right. What do we have got to lose? Nothing but a few dollars that people have lost already during this crypto week. Hey, listen, a lot going on. Make sure you guys tonight, if you're tuning in for the first time, subscribe. Number one, if this is your first time. Number two, make sure you hit the like button. That's important. Keeps us going. And then number three, ring that bell. That bell will be in your right-hand corner of your screen if you're on your computer screen. And click that so you can be reminded when we go live with great developers in the crypto world. And I'm here with you tonight and my wonderful partner in crypto, Mr. Johnny Boy Crypto. Say hello to the world, my friend.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Yo. All right, man. Hey, tonight's going to be a good night. We got a good show lined up for you. Of course, we can't forget about the hitman laying in the cut, if you will. Mr. Scott the Hitman LaRock.
What up?
Oh. All right, there we go. So, representing the Hyped on Crypto crew on tonight. So, hey. Shout out to you guys there, Hyped on Crypto. Want to give a shout out to the wonderful TNA guru, Mr. Jay Wise of the Cracking Crypto crew there, giving us some great content today on the whole crypto debacle that we're experiencing. Man, anybody been watching the channels of late? This freaking Theta coin or Theta coin?
Yeah, it's getting hyped all over the place.
Oh, man, hyped all over the place.
The thing that's crazy about it is that it's got like a, what is it, $62 million market cap, but the total 24-hour trading volume is over $110 million. That's insane.
Yeah, that insane is an understatement right now. And I'm going to see if we can bring those guys up, take a look at that. And so you can show, so you can see what we're talking about, what the great Johnny Boy Crypto was referring to. Right now, to me, this is big news because of what this coin is doing, and it's doing some freakish stuff right now, and I like it. I like things that operate in a freaky manner. And it makes everybody happy, right? All right, I got to keep it right. I got to keep it right tonight. There was a problem playing playback, of course. Thank you. But let's look at this, right? So, John, if you can give us the breakdown, the 411. Before we go into that, of course, this show has been brought to you by the wonderful guys there at X42. And they got some great stuff going on. It's a open system. It's infinite and feeless. Welcome back. We love those guys there at X42. They're doing a great thing there. Check them out at Start Exchange. X42. Start-ex.com. X42 in the Bitcoin market. And yeah, great coin. The preferred coin of your crypto daily. All right. Hey, so we're looking at the charts here. Hopefully you guys can see that out there in crypto world. ThetaCoin is going completely bonkers right now. And it's up 53%. Now, give us a rundown again on those numbers that you were just running down on us, Johnny, about that market cap and why it's important.
Yeah, the total market cap for Theta, that's T as in Tom, H-E-T-A is the ticker, Theta coin, or Theta token. Now, its total market cap is $57.19 million, total 24-hour volume. Now, this is based on a crypto or coin markets, crypto coin market app, so it might be different on other platforms. A little bit off, but 24-hour trading volume, 115 million. That's pretty much double the total market cap. There's some big news, new partnerships, I guess, that just were announced within the last few days. They, according to their website, they've got some pretty big players involved: Sony, Verizon, YouTube, and Twitch. Personnel from all those platforms, I guess, are some of them are just the advisors. From what it shows, that some of the bigger investors are Sony is involved in that too. So, and that's pretty much all I know. You want to pull up the website?
Yeah, let's go to the website, check it out, and we'll give. We got a special guest that's supposed to be on tonight. If you guys have probably right. seen the thumbnail, we want to.
I guess. The way I found out about Theta was from other YouTubers, and one of the guys, I guess Cliff High with that Webbot predictor algorithm bot, was talking about it before, and every time he talks about it, somebody's got to mute their speakers or mute themselves.
I guess Cliff High with that Webbot predictor.
I think that's our good buddy there.
Talking about it,
our special guest. If you can mute your mic for me, please, that'd be great, man. Thank you so much.
Somebody's got to mute their
Ed.
Their speakers.
Pretty please.
One of the guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Love you. Oh yes, my man. I've been waiting to get you on the show for a long time, man. The blood, the man of blood.
Crypto blood.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me act more professional here for you, if you will. All right, so we have the ThetaCoin, and we're going to get into our special guest here in a couple moments. But this ThetaCoin, man, is powerful stuff. And Johnny boy is he's a great dude, right? He's my partner in crypto. Yeah, my brother from another mother, and he put me up on this too today with this coin. And tell them what the heavy hitters that are involved with this, Johnny, so they can understand the importance of this coin that's coming out, well, that's out, and what it's going to mean for everyone.
Yeah, so basically some of the advisors that are part of the project, according to the website, I haven't, you know, verified it or anything, but according to the website, there's advisors from the co-founder of YouTube, co-founder of Twitch, Sony,
Verizon.
Man,
this is big.
Pretty fun. Yeah. Could it be the next Verge pump? You know, who knows?
I don't know, man. The site looks legit, man. The test
net. It's already been pumped.
You said it's already been pumped?
Already been pumped by Jay Snippy.
Jay Snippy 4
and his crew.
You think this is it? This is the highest we're going to see it go? We can't get no higher?
Where is it at right now?
I don't know, but I'm mad about it. Wherever it is, it's I got my hands on some of it today just because I like the idea of the project and what it's going to be.
The idea is great. The idea is great. But yeah. There are a whole bunch of great ideas out here. I think we're still in the very early experimental phases with using tokens and how end users will interact with tokens and interact with platforms using tokens. So I don't know, man. It's a good project. They do, like the other guys just said, they got some heavy hitters on the advisory board. But a lot of the pump, I know initially, maybe 6 or 5 months ago, was all from Jay Snip. So wow. he has a big crowd, a following. So I know it pumped really high because of him, and it came down with, you know, every other coin, all the other altcoins came down in this bear market.
But, and it happens, you know, the next big thing comes along, you know, the pump game kicks in full effect. And I think that's what we've experienced in here on today. Cause I think it had like what, an 80% increase the last 2 days or last 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Sick, man. So it's been pretty crazy. I said, okay, well, let's see what everybody's talking about. Let me get a taste. And, you know how that rolls. You get like super hype for something, but I like the idea. So
1991 right now.
Yeah, it's a good year. Great year, 1991. I know, man. I was joking. So it looks like they got some partnerships with Samsung VR, which is cool. And what else we got here? Sliver TV. I'm not familiar with that at all. And then it looks like MBN. And yeah, they're, you know, interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, keep an eye on it.
At the end of the day, man, I just want to say this really quickly. With any project that anyone is looking at the end of the day, it and what a lot of people should have learned, and I think the market is learning from this year, 2018, from all the hype from 17, you know, all these promises that these different, you know, projects have put out from doing their ICOs. What I think people should have learned in 2018 is that the concept is cool. Execution can even be right. But because we're such early participants in this crypto blockchain game, the end user has to see the benefit of crypto and blockchain. So if the end user doesn't, you get what I'm saying? So the product has to be better regardless of if it's blockchain or not. And so I don't think we're there yet. You get what I'm saying? Like
The total implementation where people can actually use the stuff or the ideas and not only just be on paper, but like come to life.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't sell the end user on blockchain because most end users don't even care.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
They want to know what it can do.
Right. The experience has to be better. Like I can build the best, something that's dope Facebook on blockchain, but if it's not better than me using Facebook in some form or fashion is irrelevant.
I agree 100%. Well, we'll see what happens, man. This will be one I'll watch for a little bit of time, man, and we'll see where it goes from here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. So hopefully it doesn't like crash and burn like we've seen some of these other ones that have been like super hyped up, you know. That'll be a tragedy in life.
That's up 50% today.
Yeah, man. It's it was probably a little bit higher than that. at one point in time. I thought it was gonna like skyrocket to the moon because it was up to like 3,600 satoshis at once upon a time when we were looking at it. So tonight we have our special guest. Looks like they've arrived, and looks like. Go ahead, Johnny. You take it from here, baby.
Hey, no, I just wanted to say we got some giveaways for Social Scent, Fort Knox.
Ooh.
Discord, Scott LaRock's doing some rains, and then we've got Social Scent Discord too. There's going to be some rains tonight, so they can fill you in on that a little more. I'll put the links in the description box.
That's awesome. That's all I got. Awesome stuff.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
No, it's all good. Hey, man, we're here. We're doing it live in living color, doing it in 3D here and Your Crypto Daily. All right, so we got Social Scent here tonight, and I see faces. I don't know if this is a real face looking at me or if it's just like a still picture. Dr. Ed, smile if you can hear me. You got me, man. You got me good on that one. Good stuff. All right, and we got Sneaky Good Lord is in the house. We got Crypto Blood hanging out with us on tonight. Scott, the Hitman LaRock is hanging out. And yours truly, Mr. Red Planet 32. So let's get right to it. Ed, you can go ahead and take it off mute just as long as you have everything turned down so we won't get any feedback from you.
How you guys doing?
Ah, there he is. What's going on, sir?
So I am the Eagle. You know, had a nice little couple days at the Blockchain Expo.
Awesome.
Rocking Social Scent hat everywhere I go. I don't know if you guys can see that. I got a little bit of glare here.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, it was good times. We had a blast. Just that blockchain, let me tell you, that whole expo was just crazy. Phenomenal stuff. A lot of good information all around. We got to go, you know, meet a lot of people. I think Rye did probably about, God, he must have done about 200 interviews. You know, he was a busy boy, to say the least. So. Yeah, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is probably the newest thing, the newest connection is going to be Rye's new wallet. He's got an Android wallet that he's been working on.
Ooh.
And I know he wanted to probably showcase it a little bit for you guys, and we'll have to get that done sometime soon. But, you know, he showed that thing off around that expo, and, man, people's jaws were dropping. you know, it's a phenomenal platform to begin with, and then for him to do the it's gonna be awesome, man. So we're looking forward to that.
That's good stuff, man. So all right, now what is your position there with Social Scent exactly?
You know, I'm a community builder. I just kind of help out when I can, where I can. Nothing high up.
I got you.
But you know, we are all kind of helping each other out, you know.
Okay.
You know how it goes with crypto.
Oh, yeah. So, everybody throws in a something here and there. I totally get it. All right, so just I want to, you know, kind of touch a little basis on this to give like a general overview of what this is all about, Social Scent, because you guys have a very, very large community. Okay. All right. Thought I lost you there for a minute. All right. Social Scent is a blockchain project advancing cryptocurrency and the social networks.
Sorry, guys. Dinner time.
No, so, I got you. Still good times going on.
Too much longer.
Okay.
Apologize.
No, no worries. Scent has created a simple universal integration system with end result user experience in mind, sending and receiving funds on any social network, now achievable with any, with only novice level expertise. So it's pretty much user friendly. A lot of, it's pretty intuitive for the most part. So easy to use. User may not realize we're even using blockchain technology, since goal is to be the catalyst that makes cryptocurrency, that takes it to the hands of the masses. So tell us a little bit about that and the functions and everything you'll be able to do with that. Give us a general overview if you could, please.
So when we're looking at the wallet itself, some of the things that, man, I wish I could actually show it to you. You know, the ease of functions that he has on it. One of the cool things, and I kind of like the, you know, it's got like a built-in rain feature. So you can, you know, rain out to your friends when you need to. It's got a luck feature. So you can actually just hit the luck button and it will automatically rain out to one of your contacts. Yeah, it's got a automatic staking built in, so that's going to be something, you know, to look forward to. You can stake, it's going to stake on the Discord wallet, but through the app, you can just make, you know, make your stakes right there. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
You know, one of the coolest things I saw when he was showing that off to me is the projection screen. And that's where, you know, you put in some information and you can see what your projections are for your stakes 5 years out if you wanted to. You know, you just make your timeline. So,
so almost, actually had, almost like a 401k projection sheet.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, you know, so you put, you know, we got the, of course, Send Vite Ohm is on there. And we're actually, one of the coolest things is at this, expo, you know, we actually were talking with some guys from BUSD, and they are stablecoin, somewhat similar to, you know, like Tether, right? But much better. And they've already got everything set up. And, you know, what we're looking to do is just marry the two. So, you know, once we put the two together, I think we're going to have a way to get in and out with fiat. Because they've got that all set up, and then, you know, we'd start bringing our coins on the platform there. So it's gonna be pretty awesome. I mean, like I said, we got you know, Ohm, Vite, and Send set up for it right now. We're looking to bring in Linda and the rest of the other coins that are on the Send platform. So
okay, just so I can make sure I'm on the same page with you, to kind of simplify for those that are listening or watching. So with this coin, you'll be able to transfer or send money, cryptocurrency, from person to person. Is it like a social platform, almost like how Facebook is or Instagram? Is it going to be set up like that?
A little bit. So, you know, you've got your contacts that are here on Discord that you can, you know, they've already got wallets, of course. So, you know, if you're actually set up on the Send social Send website, you can send peer-to-peer there. And actually right now, I think they're having a 0% transaction fee for, I think it's Vite. So that's kind of cool right now if you wanted to do some transfers, you know. But what you can transfer from anybody from the social send platform to Discord. And then, you, of course, in between the social send platform itself as well. So.
Okay. Wow. So this is set up. This is also set up for business, all right? So I'm looking at here. It says send perfect. It's perfect for business. Dire need send coin. We add extra value and ease. So can they use this almost like a POS system in the place of business?
To pay you things? Know, I think that's in the works. You know, I know right now that the Android wallet is a focus because we've got partners, you know, with the Vite and Ohm. And, you know, they're making leaps and bounds. So we want to kind of be right there with them when they do, you know?
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, we got we got special guests on the line with us also on this call. We got Crypto Blood, of course, and we got Johnny Boy Crypto and Scott the Hitman, LaRock. And then we got Sneaky Good Lord. You guys have any questions for this, this man here as he's taking his time out with this one tonight? Johnny, well, the cat's got everyone's tongue.
Yeah.
All right.
How you doing, Ed?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right.
This is Scott. How you doing?
What's up?
I watched a couple of the videos from you guys in the blockchain. It was pretty cool. You guys looked like you guys were killing it out there. One of the questions I have, the site, I am on the site. I've been on the site for a couple months. Do you have any idea? Have you heard any word as how, when will they have the, I see they're going to have an exchange on the site. Have you heard any word about that?
So I haven't really heard too much about it. Mainly I know the social send platform is already functioning and that is not so much the exchange, but you know, yeah, you can trade with your friends, you know, you're talking more buying and selling, right?
Well, yeah, I'm actually on the site. The only thing I can really do on the site right now is to send some some of the coins that are already on the site that have been approved to friends. But the as far as adding like Twitter friends, adding your actual Discord friends, I'm still having some issues with that. So I was just wondering, like, it seems like a few things need to be upgraded still. Right now, it's just showing all the friends that are involved with Social Send that are on Discord. So I can't actually connect my friends to the Discord. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just want to have my friends specifically to show up in Discord, it's not showing like that. They're showing like 3,000 Discord Social Send people that are connected,
right?
And as far as the exchange part of the site, it's not up and running yet. So I was just wondering if you knew when the exchange site was going to be launched.
I don't have a timeline yet, but I know that, you know, once we get the fiat side of that taken care of, that's going to be a big jump into bringing in, you know, people from the outside. Right now, as it is, you know, we're kind of and. Some of the transaction fees between sending between people are a lot less than anywhere else. So, you know, that's kind of one of our advantages right now. But you know, we are growing. So,
you know, my biggest concern was that like, I can throw the money up there onto the site, but, if I leave it into the Discord, it's actually staking. Now, will Social Send be able down the road in the future, be able to stake on the site? Because that's what's keeping me from sending a lot of money to Social Send right now, is that I'm losing money by not being able to stake on the site.
Yeah, staking and, you know, masternodes are something that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, of course, you know, we're going to evolve right along with that. So I can't answer to that right now, the technical side of it. So I would probably have to get you some more information on that, which is, you know, probably pretty easily doable. I just got to reach out to the right people. But,
yeah, actually Rye's admin in my server, so
yep, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure Rye would know, you know. Fortunately right now he's on stage, so rocking out like a rock star. So, but hey, you know, yeah, we had a blast at the blockchain convention, and I'll tell you, we made a ton of connections. If you guys watched the videos, Michael Weber, you know, he had some great interviews. You know, one of the things that one of the guys said during one of the interviews, a guy stood up and asked the question, and Rye was pretty impressed. You know, he said, "I'm at a blockchain convention, and you guys are talking about regulation." And he couldn't believe what he was hearing, you know, because they were talking about allowing the government to regulate crypto.
He must be an OG in the game.
Yeah, you know, he jumped up.
And he's hardcore, man.
We're not down for that, you know. So,
no, I've been speaking that since
know,
the beginning.
Know your customer is not our game, you know. So,
well, yeah, it's not. But unfortunately, this industry has really changed in the last two years. That's all people are looking for is validation by the government agencies.
Yeah,
you know, because they think that's going to increase their bag.
That's what they need in order to validate them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they think it's going to increase their bag, and actually it's going to bite their ass in the end, because it's going to all they're going to do is just basically marginalize all the little guys out of the space, and so all the big guys are going to make all the money first,
right?
And then you'll get the crumbs just like Wall Street. So
yeah, you know, and I think it's you know, when you see the bad actors out there, and it's, you know, you hear the FUD. You get people that are going to get scared of crypto, and they want Uncle Sam to give them a big hug and a pat on the back and say it's going to be okay. You want that pat on the back, you need to talk to the people that are doing it, the people that are in the crypto community. You know, these are the ones that are going to make it happen, and, you know, make it happen for the rest of the world. You know, everyone needs to come together and realize that, you know, the self-regulation is possible up to a certain point, and then you got to take that to the government and basically shove it down their throat and say, look, this, we are the people, and this is what we want. This is what we need to have happen in order to, you know, let crypto succeed. I mean, why the hell would they want it to fail?
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, I don't know, man. Everybody, Crypto Blood brought up a good point. People are looking just for validation rather than just rolling with how things are going. Just let it be. Let crypto be what it was intended for. have exactly. people have their own community, their own culture, because all this other dumb crap that's getting ready to come down the pipeline, it's just going to be like everything else, just like what they're doing in the weed industry or the marijuana industry now. The big boys are about to get involved here in Michigan.
We just passed that. Yeah, we just passed that law. Yeah. So it's now recreational.
Yep. Commercialization, man, is what brings things down. And
yeah, it adds costs. See, when you add government to anything, it adds a layer of friction. So that's going to increase price. And who is that price passed on to? Who's the cost passed on to? Us. Oh, so yeah. Everything becomes more expensive.
And I believe our insurance is going to go up. We have like the highest.
We already had the highest automobile insurance in like.
Exactly.
Man, if you knew how much I pay for insurance for my cars, bro. Oh my, it's a mortgage.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I know.
So
yeah. It gets expensive, man. And look at places like down in Charlotte where my sister lives. They're paying like $100.
My boy lives in Charlotte too. Yeah,
two cars.
But down there they pay $100 a month. But guess what? When they renew their tags,
oh, I know
they have to pay that tax.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, the government they always gonna get you, buddy. Don't worry.
Oh man, I mean, I want to give a shout out to the government. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to our good buddies, our great sponsors here at Spectre Security. Helping build better, safer crypto coin projects. Check out www.spectresecurity.io. Spectresecurity.io. New partnership we're forming with those guys. You guys, anybody that's looking to develop that needs help with security with their network and their blockchain, you need to talk to those guys. www.spectresecurity.io. So, I mean, when can we expect to see a full outright rollout of this whole project? Did I lose him? Is he gone? Did he go ghost on me?
You're talking to me? Sorry.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Yes, we're talking to you. When can we expect a full rollout of this project?
You know, like I said, Scott, I don't have a timeline for you guys, but you know, I can tell you that it is happening quick. You know, just in the last couple of days, a lot of stuff is a lot of connections were made. You know, I'll so let soon. You guys, you know,
soon then.
Soon, yeah, I can say it's probably going to happen real soon because, you know, I was sitting there with Wright last night and, you should have seen him on fire, you know, telling the team like, hey, we need to get this done yesterday. I mean, he must've said the word yesterday probably six times. So,
yeah,
you know, one of the cool things I want to tell you guys about is, oh man, it's just gonna slip my mind right now. Damn it. Vite. I wanted to talk a little bit about Vite too, because they are a partner. And you know, some of the moves that they're making right now are excellent. And you know, I really look into those interviews from Michael Weber if you guys get a chance.
He's an inspiring guy.
Yeah.
What is your platform built on? What blockchain?
Sorry, say that again.
What platform is your project built on? Is it a proprietary blockchain, or what are you guys using?
Are you talking about Vite or Sen?
Social Sen.
I don't know what Vite is. I'm talking about Social Sen.
Gotcha. I think it's you know, I'm gonna be honest, I can't answer that one. No, sorry, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find it right here on their site.
Yeah, I'm looking on their site now.
Yeah.
Ah. I see the notes.
And I just want to say, Ed, thanks for stepping in for Rye tonight.
Yes. Yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense then.
Yeah, he's stepping in, man. I feel bad for him. It's like, oh, no.
That makes more sense. I'm like, this guy.
I already was reading your mind over there, blood.
You get a pass, my friend.
Yeah, man. I was like, oh, he's giving it to him.
Yeah. No. This was like literally 5 minutes.
Okay,
like,
got you.
Thrown into the hot seat because Ryan was, yeah.
Yeah, we had
no problem.
Yeah, schedule mix-ups here with my man. We had, big ups to you, man, for even stepping into the hot seat because, man, mm-hmm. Sometimes when these people start getting on these chats, they start getting these questions going and people on these calls.
You guys take it easy on me.
yeah, no, you did all right, man.
Now I am, man. I was about to go in, bro.
I see it. Hey, Crypto Blood, I saw his face get changed. He was like, hold on, man. This is a fraud. But, Crypto Blood, you said you're not up on Vitae Coin?
We're going to get him up on Vitae.
Oh, man.
I'm one of the hugest supporters over here.
So. Go ahead. You guys just go ahead. Have at it. Go ahead. Have at
it. Yeah. I'll update him.
Yeah. It's, Vitae Coin's a pretty cool project. I know, Ed, you were going to talk a little bit on that. Go ahead and talk to us a little bit about
it. Yeah, real quick, I just want to let you guys know, and this just happened at the blockchain convention, watching Michael Weber sit down with the guys from iHeartRadio. Wow. And, they're getting ready to go mainstream. December 26th is going to be the release of the social rewards website for Vitae, and that's going to be something huge, you guys got to check into that a little bit more. And,
how do you spell this?
I think I'm going to be there in LA. I live close to LA. So I'm going to try to be there December 26th, day after Christmas, and check that out. That's going to be pretty cool. So hopefully have a lot of media there.
Let's see if we can pull them up.
Now, how do you spell this?
iHeartRadio?
No.
Vitae. Let's see here. I got something for you guys. Let me get it real quick here.
Vitae.
So, scored this while I was at the blockchain convention.
Okay, I see.
Hang on. Let me pull you up on the screen here. Ah, yes.
Growing global prosperity. So, that was a nice little gift from Michael Weber. I like that one. So.
Yeah, he's Crypto Blood. You got to check him out, man. I don't know if you joined their Discord. He always posts up a lot of videos, a lot of inspirational stuff. His outlook on life, and he looks at it through a different lens.
Gotcha.
Yeah, cool guy. There we go. Find my guys,
there. Hey guys, I thank you very much for having me on. I gotta get going. Wife's pretty hungry. I was just about ready to run out and grab some food before this all started.
We don't want her smacking you around, man, live on the air. That'd be a bad thing.
Now happy wife, happy life, right?
That's so, right, man. That's
true. That's true.
Hey, thank you for stopping in, Ed. Nice to talk.
Cool. You guys take care. Have a good night, all right?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
See you guys later.
All right, so let's go to they've changed their website around too. I kind of like the globe they have in the background.
A lot going on right now.
Yeah, let's check it out, if you will. Dig, if you will, the picture. Man, they've upgraded the website and everything. Oh, the funkiness of it. So earthy.
I think they're going to be on Binance soon.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and cop some Vitae.
Hey, I tell you what, when everything else was going down, that one was staying alive. That's what saved my portfolio. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's doing really well.
Yeah, he's this is like some Zen Yoda master.
But what's the coin for?
It's
basically, if you can think about Facebook with a way to earn money through rewards, basically. Rather than getting paid through advertisements for the company, say Facebook gets all this money from revenue from their advertisements and stuff. Michael Weber, he's creating a platform, which is going to be the Vitae website. It's going to be similar to a Facebook, but yet you're going to be able to earn an income on there. So anybody from any country, it doesn't matter what country you're from, you'll be able to generate a revenue. Basically allowing poor people to make some money.
There it is.
So what would make someone go here versus like a Steam at blockchain or somewhere that, has a good adoption already?
The amount of money that you're going to make. He's seriously all about giving back to the community, giving back. I mean, I'm in his, I don't know. I'll send you the link. Are you in Discord, Crypto Bloods?
No.
Okay. If you was in Discord, if you was into their server, it grew like crazy amount of people. It's like over 10,000 people already within 4 months. This community is, I've never seen nothing like it. And I'm in 100 servers. I'm maxed out. Mm-hmm. I'm in so many projects. I got so many partners. But this project here is like, and it's on its own level. It's something I've never seen before. These people do not sell. They do not sell their coins.
Well, that's why you're. That's what I was gonna say. That's probably why you didn't.
Yeah, that's why it's kept me alive. It's outperformed BTC for the last 2 months. Crazy. Like I literally took all my BTC and put it into Vitae, and it just like best move I've ever made.
And they got they got that partnership now, so they're going to be on two of these type of platforms where you can literally send cryptocurrency via social media applications with AirWire, their partnership with those guys, and now with SocialSense. SocialSense for whatever.
And I don't, you know, it's just kind of like Vitae has the golden touch. Like anything that they get connected with, those partners do well also. They partnered up with AirWire. AirWire does well. They partnered up with SocialSense, and SocialSense is doing well. It's just like, it's crazy. It's like they just like help whoever they partner up with. That's how much influence they have.
Okay, I see their 24-hour volume is 58 grand. Okay.
Yeah, they're just running out.
And this has only been out for 4 months, Bloods. This is 4 months. Like, these guys are like doing their thing. Like, they're already, I think they're already rated in the top 200 of all crypto.
Yeah, they're 173.
In 4 months. Okay. So
the good thing that I noticed about these coins when they first come out too, and they're not a sponsor of the show by any means. It's just, this dude's a cool dude to talk with. That's what I'm saying. You got to check out his videos. He's like very sincere. Like you can see it, you can hear it. And then when we did the interview, it was like real. I was like, oh, this dude's for real. Like he's not a butthole. He's like a real downer.
Nope. He will get on a call with you. He will talk with you. He doesn't believe he's better than anyone else.
No.
Like, you can literally call this man, and he's the founder. Like, how many of these big projects can you actually, you know, talk to somebody directly? That says a lot to me, you know? And
there's a lot of spirituality connected to this coin, too, which that he believes in. Just when I say spirituality, I'm talking about from the sense of just doing right by your fellow man or fellow woman. Just I don't know what the PC term is now these days.
He wants to help feed the world.
Yeah,
for sure.
He wants to change the world. He wants to change the world.
And telling his heart.
Yeah, it resonates from him when he talks. So it's not to be cats in the world. We meet like that.
What his biggest selling point though is, and if you really listen to a lot of his videos and you talk with him, his biggest selling point is he wants. BTC, if you read the white paper, BTC was supposed to be set up for anybody, it doesn't matter who you are, to be able to mine on your own computer and earn a revenue. Anybody could do it. But then it got away from it. Now you have to have serious money to mine, you know? So he's just going to go with basically what the BTC was supposed to be and run with it and stay legit, you know? And everything he said has come true. You know, he says he called it. He's like, man, Vitae's gonna be over a dollar. It goes over a dollar. Vitae's gonna go over $2. It goes over $2. Vitae went up to $3.50, I think, already. And
yeah, but the thing is, though, you can't when you're talking about trading and stuff, you cannot only look at price. It has to be a conjunction paired with volume as well. Is this a liquid coin that you're investing in? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be really a coin, just from what I'm gathering from
the social reward site. His site actually launches December 26th. Mm-hmm. So that's when you're going to see, because then the site's going to be up, and then everybody's going to need the coin to do the things that you're going to need to do on the site.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about the Vitae coin, not the social sin.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Their site is launching December 26th. Their site's not even up yet, bro. And it's already doing this. It launches December 26th. Now, social sin site is up.
Okay. So can you imagine what Vitae is going to do once the site opens?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. A lot of coins to keep your eye on. Hey, so Crypto Blow, what's your favorite? What's your coin of choice? What is your poison?
I like infrastructure systems like Rails, things that will be built on top of it, right? I think we're so inundated with all these different tokens and stuff. It's just it reminds me of 2014, 13 again, when back then we had all these different coins. It was, instead of tokens how it is today, it was coins then. World coin, Feather coin, Name coin. I mean, the list goes on. It was so many coins, and it got to a point where what is really the point of them? So I'm more interested in the infrastructure. So you got stuff like EOS, Tron. I'm still iffy about Cardano, but you know, you get the picture is what I'm saying. I'm looking at you really into those infrastructure type of platforms that have tokens, of course, but you know, I'm investing in the success of other companies building on top of their platforms.
Gotcha.
I mean, Bitcoin, of course, is something that you should have in your portfolio. I'm underweight Bitcoin though, because I think there'll still be more growth in some of these altcoins. But you know, you got to do your research, do your due diligence.
Have you been burnt in the past with this cryptocurrency stuff?
Of course. Of course, you ain't been in it if you haven't.
You gotta get baptized. Yeah,
you gotta get baptized in the name of the Nakamoto.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. You know, it's funny because when we get like,
if you hear somebody tell you they haven't been burnt, they lying and run away from them.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta get tested by the fire of the burning, for sure.
Yeah.
It's funny to hear that perspective from everybody that's been in it for a little bit of time. You know, me and Johnny have been in it probably, I don't know, when did we get together on this, Johnny? What, last year sometime? Around when everything started peaking up?
Shout out to Johnny Boy Crypto for inviting me out. I know you've been trying to get me on. I wasn't trying to dodge him, bro. It's just, he be hitting me at the last minute. We're going live in 5 minutes. Can you jump on? I'm like,
oh, man. That's it, man. Oh, my God. Hold on. No screens. Hold on. All I can see is darkness and voices. Dark and hell is hot. Get
off. Yeah. Wait till he gets you in a conversation and says, okay, we're going to get, and you say, I want to talk to this person. And then
he
goes and gets on the call. He'll call him right there.
That's funny.
And just like, you're like, I was just talking about getting in a conversation. Now you got him on the call.
Hey, man, persistence is key to success in life. So that's what you got to be persistent, man.
Yeah, he's on top of it, man.
That's how we got started. That's how we got started with X42. We was like, actually, it was Red Planet. He tell him the story, Red.
Oh, you're talking about XP Coin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, XP Coin. That's right.
Yeah, we got – so when me and Johnny finally got together, man, it was like we got together on some random stuff. I called him one day. I was like, dude, you know about this New York coin? I'm into this Bitcoin stuff. He was like, dude, I am too. It was like a scene from Step Brothers. I mean, we've been knowing each other for almost almost 12 years now. But okay. It was just the idea that we came together on this at the same time. Like, dude, you know what I mean? And then so we came together on that. And then he introduced me to this dude named B. Hill. Shout out to B. Hill. And this dude from England named Brett Holt. Shout out to him. And he put us on the show called Crypto Never Sleeps. And, okay, I'm like, I got this English dude talking like freaking Robin Leach or Lord Alfred Hayes from WWE from way back in the day. Doing commentary on cryptocurrency. And then we start talking about these different coins and they ask me what I thought. I was like, okay, is this really happening right now? Like, dude, I'm just here to listen. And we brought up this one coin, XP coin. I had like 16, almost 50 million of them. And I was just trading them, day trading all day. And I'm like, I built up to like 50 million. And I sold a bunch of them off, which I kick myself every day for doing that. And then we like randomly sent out tweets. Uh-oh. We got feedback, guys.
Is it me? I'll turn down.
Yes.
Hey, Ry.
Oh, my man. All right. But yeah, there's a little bit of feedback. Yep.
So I'm on break at a rock show, actually, but I ran into the into like the kitchen area, and I can talk for a few minutes because I'm on break.
Let's let the world see you upside down.
I got my times confused because you guys are on the East Coast and I'm West Coast only, so we got beef already.
Turn your phone the other way. My man got a sideways in this joint.
Sideways. Why are you sideways?
Yeah, sideways.
There we go.
That's who's on some hallucinogens right now. Just they're tripping out right now because they saw you sideways. There it is.
So did Eagle get on here and talk to you guys?
Yeah, he talked to us a little bit.
Because we were at the blockchain expo and it was crazy. We met like 200 people from 200 different countries. It was absolutely out of control.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really wild. It was fun though. It was a lot of fun.
He held his own, man. He almost got burned in the fire. He almost got baptized right here live on the air. But he held his own, man. So you know, shout out to him for doing what he did. Give us some more insight. Can you give us like the gist of what this is all about? And because Crypto Bloods wants to know, he asked a question about what exactly is this built on? What platform is this built on?
It's its own platform. SocialSend is its own platform, and it's a web platform. But we're working on an Android wallet. We've been working on the beta for the design for the Android wallet, and I gotta say, when the Android wallet drops, it's gonna be crazy because there's no wallet in the market that's even half this good right now. If it's as good as what the mock-up looks like, you know what I mean? Do you guys have a question about SocialSend itself? You know, most of these cryptos, they have an idea. You know what I mean? They want to, there's all different ones that they want to replace Kickstarter. They want to replace the Red Cross. They want to replace existing companies and technologies. But SocialSend has a platform right now. It works right now. I can send you guys SocialSend, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Vite, anything that's on our platform, I can send you on Twitter right now. So that's why I'm excited about it, because it's one of the only cryptos that's not vaporware at the moment. You know what I mean?
Vaporware, just only words and paper and digital ideas and nothing materialized. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, most of the cryptos are like that. I mean, and some of them are really great ideas and they have potential and some of them have good teams or whatever. But as of right now, today, you can't actually use their stuff. Most of them, you know?
Okay. So it's a functioning thing now.
Yeah, it's working right now. If you go to socialsend.io and then there's a link to the platform from there. I think this the platform socialsend.net, I believe. If you go to the platform right now and log in, you'll have a wallet right there. And the cool thing is if you got a certain amount of SocialSend in the wallet, you'll get airdrops every time we add a coin to the wallet, to the platform. The incoming coin is obligated to make an airdrop to the existing user base.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys got any questions while we got the man here? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Is it its own blockchain or is it a fork off of a coin?
It's its own blockchain. It's an original, unique masternode coin. It's based on, like most masternode coins, it's based on PIVX. It's got a hard cap of 65 million. So it's not, you know, it's not like Strong Hands or one of these ones with like 12 billion coins. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to Bitcoin Babies and the crew out there with Strong Hands. That's my man. That's the Godfather Crypto. That dude's got a touch on everything.
I'm not anti these coins that have, you know, a billion or a trillion coins or whatever. But I mean, the simple fact is they're never going to be worth, you know, $100 each because there's just too many of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got any predictions on the value of how much you think this coin will be in the future?
Well, first of all, I don't give financial advice. but myself personally, I'm all in. I mean, the second that I was able to send somebody who's like a noob who doesn't understand the technology at all, I sent them some SocialSend on Twitter. They opened it and they had their SocialSend right there in their wallet, and that, you know, and right then I was a believer because I knew I could pay the babysitter, I could pay my kids their allowance, I could pay my mom a Christmas present or a birthday present, you know. And it's really easy. Now that being said, we're going through a major redesign right now, and it's not very pretty at the moment. It's totally functional, but it's not very pretty. And my main focus on the team has been to try and make it pretty. And like right now we only have a white theme, and I want like a dark theme, you know. And we're just working on stuff like that. And the Android app, though, if we get this Android app even half as good as it looks in beta, it's gonna really change everything for everybody because it's so easy to use. It's crazy.
So explain.
Grandma, oh, go ahead. Can use it without any problems. You know, grandma, grandpa, they're gonna be able to use it real good.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, this, you know, all these cryptos. I've been in the blockchain space for a while now. I'm on a couple of different teams working on different things. But for me, the big hitch in the get along has been that nothing's usable by grandma, grandpa, the babysitter. Everybody's very confused about how to use it, how to get a wallet, how to, you know, okay, I get that I can put my money in there and maybe it'll go up or down. I mean, people are speculating on it, but they're not really using it to buy coffee. They're not using it for, you know, as for all the other different things. And because it's a masternode coin and it's a staking coin, just by holding it, you're actually earning a little bit every day. So that, you know, it's functional right now for regular people. I mean, even people who are total noobs.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome stuff, man. And I know you don't have much time to talk with us on tonight. We're going to have you back here on the show when you got more time.
I am so sorry. I don't know how I feel like an idiot because obviously the East Coast is earlier than the West Coast. I've been to New York and I've, you know what I mean? I called people in California and it was like 3 hours earlier. I don't know why I thought, I'm like, oh, midnight. I'm good. I got my show. I'll be on.
Oh, man, it's all right.
You know, what's funny is because I usually have a few drinks at the show. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah. No, I'm going to stay sober because I got to be on this chat later with the crypto guys. So now you caught me all sober at like, you know, 9:30 p.m. or whatever.
No, it's all good, man. Hey, we're just glad that you took out the time to talk with us on tonight. We, you know, Scott LaRock talks about you a great deal and talks very highly of you.
That's very nice of him. I've been pushing a lot of different teams and a lot of different stuff. I mean, me personally, but when I'm representing Send, it's interesting because it's like I almost feel like disingenuous if I'm not super positive because we have an existing product right now. You can send to people on Twitter, Facebook, email. You know, we're going to be adding a bunch of other platforms too. We're going to be able to send to people on Steemit, Minds. I mean, I'm pushing for vote.co because I'm a free speech guy, but, wow. we want to have all these different platforms where we can literally just pay people instantly on the existing social media.
That's awesome, man. Hey, yeah. We're behind you 100%, man. We want to see this thing take off. And I'm curious to see how you guys are going to work this out that you're able to stake coins on your wallet on your Android. That's what I'm waiting on. And I believe Johnny Boy Crypto's waiting on that too. That's the big mystery for the whole crypto world, the blockchain world.
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple different paths we can go on that. And I'm very excited about it. That's when I showed people the demo at the expo. And I wish I could show you a sneak preview, but after going to the expo and getting feedback, I realized that I need to improve it a lot. So, yeah. So now I'm like, I'm not showing anybody anything right now. Even though I was super proud of it like a week ago, but after going to the expo and showing it, like I interviewed a guy who was colorblind and he's looking at the wall. He's like, I can't see anything, you know?
Oh,
Cause you know, he's like red, green, colorblind or whatever. And we had a lot of red, green elements depending on whether the price is up or down and all this kind of stuff for all the coins on a platform, not just ours. And he couldn't see anything, so I realized I kind of had to go back to the drawing board and make it more black and white and you know.
Wow, that's all stuff good, like that. Man. Hey, it's all gonna work out.
We have the staking right now on Discord. You know, if you jump on the Discord and you're holding Social Sound on Discord, you're earning coins just by having your coins on the Discord.
Wow.
So our options right now are: do we want to have it staking on the platform on the wallet itself? Are we going to just have that married to the Discord, the existing Discord service? And we've been talking about it. We've been banding about it. And the other big issue is getting straight into fiat, because right now the whole market is slowed down because you can't just put your paycheck in your bank account and buy crypto. I mean, you can on Coinbase, but then you got to take the Bitcoin and send it somewhere else. I mean, it's very convoluted right now if you want to get into the alt market. And we're working with like three or four different plans and teams to get fiat to crypto. And we're trying to get fiat to crypto with as much limited KYC as possible. You know what I mean? We're not trying to like give all your data right away to Goldman Sachs, you know?
Ain't going to happen, bro. That's the problem. Ain't going to happen.
Well, two of the teams that we met at the expo have a working existing product right now where it can happen.
What's the name and, of it?
And that's crazy because, you know, everybody's worried about the anti-money laundering laws and the KYC, you know, and it is complicated, but, man, it's loud in here. I'm sorry.
But there
are existing products on the market right now that are working a little bit. There's this one of the teams that I talked to, they're actually out of Mexico, and their product's called Ulala. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's U-L-A-L-A, I believe. And they already have a working credit card where you can their app, you can act as an ATM. So if you've got the app, you can have like cash on you and somebody else can send you digital cash. And then you tell them your location and they can come get cash from you and pay you an extra buck for the convenience and vice versa.
Yeah, in Mexico for sure. I'm saying here in the
In the U.S. They have an office in Ontario, California.
Wow.
I'm saying they're can they actually use it in the U.S. though?
Yes, but the trick here is they're not actually using crypto at the moment. They're using digital cash like on a debit card versus actual cash. Yeah. So they're not.
I knew it had to be some caveat because.
I don't know.
They ain't gonna have it, man. That's.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. And, you know, it was weird being at the Blockchain Expo. I expected to run into at least a couple of crypto anarchists who were like in it for that reason, you know, and almost everybody I ran into was just like, oh, yeah, no, we're KYC. And, you know, and we're already married to, you know, JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Yep, and I was just like, really disappointed because it's like literally it was like 99%. And
Before you jumped on, we were just talking about that. You know, the community has changed so much. In the past 2 years, they look for validation through these governmental agencies, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, this is the same government that's using robots to kill kids in little tents in the third world. Right, you know what I mean? Of like, what credibility do they have? Right, for me, they got no credibility, you know?
So it's not you. I think the idea is great, man. We just got to find a way to just stand up against them, man, and be, you know what I mean, and do it in a way where it's centralized.
I am with you 100% on that.
Come after, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. But it is a question how we're going to be able to make that happen and whether we're going to be able to make that happen. Now, that's not that's certainly not a focus of Social Send or any of the projects I'm working on. They're just trying to make existing services that already kind of exist in the cash world on the blockchain more, you know, efficient.
Man, you know how much lower the adoption barrier would be if you would be able to pull that off.
Well, like, that's our main thing. We're trying to lower the barrier for adoption to make it so, you know, your babysitter, your kids, your old lady can do it. You know what I mean? That is the goal.
Hey,
but
hey, Rod, you've been amazing, and we're actually over our time tonight. And we want to thank Crypto Blood for joining us on tonight. Johnny Boy Crypto, Sneaky Good Lord in the background being sneaky. Right, hey, listen, we got to get you back on.
They're calling me back on stage right now, so I got to go.
That's perfect timing. Hey, listen, you guys, hey, have a good night. Check out Social Send, their website. Was that socialsend.com or .io?
SocialSend.io is the main website. SocialSend.net is the platform. And we are going through a pretty major revision. So, you know, I would say, I mean, check it out tonight because it works right now. It's working right now. But if you come back in a couple of weeks, it's going to be a lot sweeter. That's all I got to say.
Awesome stuff. All right, man. Hey, listen, enjoy the rest of your show. Rock out for us tonight.
Cheers.
And, hey, give us a shout out on stage, too. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
All right,
my man.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers, man. Hey, listen, we want to thank Crypto Blood for joining the show tonight. Johnny Boy Crypto, of course. Check out Crypto Blood's YouTube channel. He's got good stuff, amazing content. I love the photo right there. Yes, this dude is a straight marketer. I love it, man. Right?
Straight marketer. You know how we're doing it, D, baby.
Yeah, man. Hustle City, baby. All right. Hey, listen. Hey, I hope that you guys have a fantastic weekend. I thank you for watching the show. Shout out to SpectreSecurity.io, X42.io. Tech, Penguin Coin, and everybody else that are looking to come on board and be a sponsor here with us. Hope that you guys have a wonderful evening. This is the Your Crypto Daily Show, and we're out of here.
Holla.
Holla.
Oh, that beautiful bean footage. Come on. Wow, where's it go? Oh, no, it's gone. It won't go live. Come on. Oh, it's not being cooperative with me at all. Okay, we're off the air. And then there was silence. What does silence look like?
Silence. You can hear a pin drop.
Oh, man. We're still in there.
Everybody ran away. What happened to Johnny? Johnny, you fall asleep.
Can anyone view what's going on?